Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's Sparky, 5 or 12:50 a.m. The Fan, back here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, being joined now as we eye up the enemy by Jim Wyatt. He covers the Titans for TennesseeTitans.com. Follow him on Twitter at JWyattSports. Jim, thanks for coming on this afternoon. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you having me.
All right. First things first, let's get to how you guys are looking, at the Green Bay Packers with Jordan Love, I guess, practicing. I think we all thought here that this was going to be the Malik Willis revenge game, or whatever you want to call it, getting to play the Titans after getting a win last week. And now Jordan Love practices 2 days in a row, including in pads. What are the thoughts from you and the Titans fans?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched the videos as well, and I know sometimes you can't completely tell because those are in individual periods and limited movement periods, and you can't tell really what a guy's truly doing in practice. I know guy doesn't have to do a whole lot to be lifted as limited. I think the Titans are prepared for both. I know that they know Malik Willis well. He knows the Titans well too, just for the time they spent together. Love is a different animal, just what he's able to do when he's at 100%. So the question becomes, would you rather have Jordan Love with less mobility, or Malik, completely healthy, trying to win a game? And I feel like them winning last week against the Colts, the pressure's off a little bit. You don't have to rush Jordan Love back and risk his entire season. Get him ready for the game against the Vikings next week, and try to get him closer to full strength. So an unknown here on what the Packers are going to do. Defense coordinator Denard Wilson said yesterday they're kind of preparing for both of them. The only thing that matters is how well they do their own stuff, and that's the focus this week more than maybe what is the quarterback going to be for Green Bay.
Well, I'll tell you from my perspective, I'd rather do what you said, which is rest Jordan Love, get him ready for the Vikings. This isn't a conference game. This isn't a division game. So from my perspective, I'd rather see Malik Willis have a chance to go out there and play. Since I have you, I'm curious. This isn't like a situation where Malik Willis got to play for a couple of years like Justin Fields, and it didn't work out. He only got a handful of starts. What went wrong for Malik Willis with the Titans?
Yeah, I don't know that anything went wrong. I just think that, his timetable to play and be the quarterback that they thought he could maybe be was just sped up so much it was unfair to him. They picked him in the third round of the 2022 draft with no plans to use him. And I remember draft weekend, somebody telling me, he's not going to play until 2024. You know, he needs time to get used to being in a huddle, to call it plays in the huddle. You know, at Liberty, he had a place running from the sideline. He was in the spread. He was never in a huddle. And everything was different. His footwork needed to be adjusted. You know, he tinkered with maybe some of his mechanics of throwing. And, again, had no intention of him playing. He was just going to be a project. And then Ryan Tannehill got hurt. And he had to play some as a rookie, and had to play some last year. So he got a chance to play, but I always felt like it was kind of unfair to him because they knew he wasn't ready. But here he is; he's the guy they're counting on, and he got criticized when he didn't do great. He got a lot better. There's no question about that. I've watched every training camp practice he's taken part of. I've watched every game he's played in, preseason game, and he looks like a different player now than he was when he first came in here. Part of that's from them working with him. Part of that's just because he's worked his butt off, and he's a great kid. You know, I'm sure he would have liked an opportunity where he was the main focus, but instead Tannehill was the focus in 2022. Will Levis was really the focus in getting him ready to play last year, and Malik just kind of had to do his best to get ready. I'm not going to say he was ignored, but he did a lot of work to make himself better. They worked with him, but there's only so much time you have.
Talking with Jim Wye, covers the Titans for TennesseeTitans.com. Follow him on Twitter at JWyattSports as we talk to him here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Let's talk about Will Levis, the quarterback now that gets year two to groom. Obviously, turnovers are a big thing for Will Levis. What was the talk around Will Levis when they drafted him, and how has he progressed?
Well, he's gotten better, but unfortunately for him, he changes the conversation about his improvement when he makes, mistakes that go viral. And one of them was a pick six against the Bears in week one, where he just kind of tried to flip the ball out, and it was instead of taking a sack, and it was intercepted, run back for a touchdown. It was part of a three turnover second half there. I thought he played better against the Jets, but really all anybody wants to remember is him making another one of those kind of careless turnovers where he tries to kind of flip the ball back to the running back as he's going down on third down. It gets, gets loose on the ground. The Jets recover it. Instead of the Titans kicking 3 points and having a 10-0 lead, they leave points on the scoreboard. He gets yelled at by his head coach and other one of these videos that went viral. So it's been a rough start for him mentally because he has gotten better and he's improved this offseason. But all anybody wants to talk about is the turnovers, and that's understandable because those turnovers probably cost this team a chance to be 2-0 right now.
And the poor guy had to change his phone number. Is that right?
Yeah, somehow his number got leaked, and he had to change his phone number yesterday because he was getting some text, and I don't know if people were calling him as well, kind of giving him a hard time. So, Will was in a interesting spot when he got here as well because he played in Kentucky. There's a lot of University of Tennessee fans around here that didn't like him when he was at Kentucky, and he didn't play well against Tennessee. So when he got picked, he had a lot to prove, and I thought he made some strides in doing that last year. And then when things go poorly, some of those people come out of the woodwork and want to give him a hard time. I'm not saying it was a Tennessee fan that leaked his number, but he is having to deal with a lot of extra noise from people who are just hanging out in the weeds, ready to pounce.
When we talk about the Tennessee Titans, obviously the new coach in Brian Callahan, but it's nice when you could bring your dad in, a legendary offensive coach in Bill, to come in and help with that offensive line. How has that been going as far as the protection of Will Levis?
Well, it hasn't. I didn't think it would be one of these deals where you just snap your finger and everything's better because Bill Callahan's here. He's a great coach. I mean, I've enjoyed watching him preach his technique and fundamentals and accountability to his players. I mean, he He's brought some new drills here that they've worked on in camp and throughout the preseason, now into the regular season, that I've never seen before. Some of them, he brought up a couple of sleds that he invented. And so, I mean, he's kind of a mad scientist as far as trying to get the best out of his players. But, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. And I think they've gotten better on the left side. You know, J.C. Latham was better in week two than he was in week one, left tackle. I thought Peter Skoronski was better last week. I thought Lloyd Cushenberry's been solid in the middle, but they've had some issues on the right side.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
And, Nicholas Petitfrere, the right tackle, coming off a rough game on Sunday. You know, he beat himself up in the locker room on Thursday, just talking about how he needs to be tougher and be more aggressive and bring the fight to the other team. And he felt like he didn't do that on Thursday. And, I mean, he didn't do that on Sunday against the Jets, so he needs to play with a completely different mindset. Dylan Radin's at right guard's had some issues as well. So the right side has got to be better, and I know there's a big challenge this week at Geary coming off the edge there, and they're preaching that. You know, you better be better or you're going to get embarrassed.
Well, the other thing, too, is you guys add some weapons for Will Levis and Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins, though, limited by snap count. It looks like he got more snaps this last week than he did in week one.
Yeah, and part of that's them protecting him from himself. I mean, he wants to do more, and he's not a complainer. But, you know, you're right. I mean, I think it was 17 snaps week one, 29 snaps week two. He suffered an MCL injury back in camp, and he missed all of the preseason and came back really the start of the regular season that week leading up. And so they've limited his work to some degree because, they want to get him back to where he's feeling 100%. But he needs to be more involved. I mean, they got Ridley, and he had an impact last week. He ran 10 yards for a touchdown on kind of a jet sweep. He had a another great catch for a 40-yard touchdown. He has flashed, but you know, it's been quiet so far for Tyler Boyd. And DeAndre Hopkins, as you mentioned, I mean, limited snaps and just two catches so far. They've got to get there. There was a lot of talk about the playmakers and what they added. They got to get those guys more involved and make more explosive plays.
Talking with Jim Y, covers the Titans for, obviously, TennesseeTitans.com. I have a personal question because I like somebody a lot coming out of the draft. I wanted the Packers to take him. They didn't. You all got him. Tavondre Sweat, the big, massive man of humanity on the defensive line. How has he been for the Titans?
He's been good, and it's funny. You just kind of don't know people from afar at Washington College and know he has a big personality, and now saw him draft weekend and just seems like a big fun loving kid, and he is. But he's just a very talented guy who wants to be great. I mean, the first thing he did when he got his contract here is he bought his mom a house, and then he's committed to losing weight and getting himself in shape because that was an issue for him coming in. And he was good week one. I don't think he was quite as good week two, and was reminded of that by his position coach this week. But he's been a force, and he plays hard, and he's drawn attention that it frees up other guys to do some things. So between Sweat and Jeffrey Simmons up front, I mean, those are some guys who can create a little bit of havoc, and the Titans have got maybe one of the best set of linebackers they've had in a long time around here. After bringing in Ernest Jones from the Rams in a trade before the season started, paired him with Kenneth Murray. I mean, the linebackers are really good behind those defensive linemen. So it's one of the reasons why the Titans, I think, are going to be consistently good on defense this year. And it doesn't hurt when you're bringing in guys like Legarius,
yeah,
Steve, Toby Woolsey, certainly Quandre Diggs. I mean, it's a good defense. I mean, that's number one in the league right now. Deserve better than an 0-2 record for the team just because the defense has played well enough for them to beat 2-0 right now.
So I'm just going to ask you the key to the game for the Titans in order to beat the Packers, regardless of quarterback. Does it just simply come down to Will Levis not turning over the ball because the defense will keep it close?
I do think the defense will be able to go toe-to-toe with anybody all year. I do think it all hinges on Levis. Or I shouldn't say it all hinges on Levis. It's a team game, but he needs to just not make mistakes. You know, continue to show the improvement he made from week one to week two. Continue to show that going into week three. Get the ball to your playmakers. You know, let those guys make plays for you and make good decisions. Near the goal line. Okay, that's what has hurt them, and they can't. It seems it's not good enough to spot the other team points off turnovers. So much hinges on the Packers, and again, we talked about Love at the start. You know, they're a different team when Love is healthy and able to do what he does. I don't know if he's going to be there, even if he does play. So I think this is more likely a lower scoring game. But you know, for the Titans, they'd like to play a complete game, a turnover-free game, to give themselves a chance here. And they're favorite. I was surprised to see that. I know a lot of that's based on the quarterback spot, but the Titans have been underdog first two games at the Bears, at home against the Jets. I was surprised when the line came out the Titans are favorite again. That's probably because of QB question.
Jim, I was going to end the interview right there, but then I saw a little thing on your Twitter profile that you bleed Dodger blue. So I got to ask you about Ohtani. 3 homers, 10 RBIs. Please. I mean, I think he's going to go down as the greatest player ever before this is all said and done.
It's really incredible. Yeah, I love the Dodgers. I have since I was a little kid. I didn't grow up in Los Angeles, but I'm wearing a Dodger hat now. You see my Twitter profile. I'm wearing the Dodger hat back. Talking to Eddie George, my first year covering the team in 99. I've worn a Dodger hat since the late 70s when my dad took me to see the Dodgers at Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta when it was Garvey, Say, Lopes, and Russell as the infield.
There you go.
So I go way back. I used to listen to the games on KMOX, before the DirecTV. I got DirecTV in 96 to see the Dodgers and listen to Vin Scully
every night. But before that, I was sitting in the car with my dad trying to listen to the broadcast out of St. Louis or Pittsburgh or Philadelphia or Chicago or Atlanta. We knew all the stations that you could pick up the National League teams feed from. So we listened to those games. And then last night, my dad is still with us. He turns 87 later this year. I went by his house on the way home from work yesterday and was lucky enough to be there to see Ohtani hit 50 and 51 during a visit with him. So that was a special day yesterday. It is remarkable. I mean, you usually don't see a guy who can steal bases like he does and hit homers like he does. And then you don't even think about, and the other part of it is next year he's going to be pitching for him. I mean, because that's part of his tool of things he can do. So he's a phenomenal athlete. If he can just stay healthy, I can only imagine, what his career is going to be like in Los Angeles. I'm hoping the Dodgers can capitalize on this momentum and win another World Series this year. But he's been fun to watch, and he is one of a kind.
I was with you until you said the Dodgers win the World Series. As a Brewers fan, we don't want that to happen. Jim Wyatt, follow him on Twitter at Jay Wyatt Sports. Covers the Titans for TennesseeTitans.com. You were amazing. Jim, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, appreciate it. I know some Packers fans are already in town. I saw them. Keith Urban had a free concert downtown Thursday night, and they were interviewing people in the crowd, and there are already some Packers fans here on the streets of Nashville. So it should be a fun football weekend. It's going to be hot. Maybe some melted cheese. It's supposed to be 94, 95 Ooh. Degrees on Sunday. So,
oh, my God.
It should be a fun game.
That's really hot. I couldn't tell you the last time the Packers played a game in 94 or 95 in Green Bay. It may never have happened, actually, in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Thank you so much, Jim. We'll talk to you down the line.
Okay, appreciate it.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.